Good morning. My name is Jennifer Tom, and I have a guest live, and her name is Shannon. Shannon, welcome to our show.
Thank you. I am so honored to be here.
I'm so excited that you made the time and you're here with us. I have to tell you, this is a place, it's a safe place where we share stories that heal. And I like to say, please grab a coffee, bring your coffee. It's like sitting in a living room and just visiting and sharing stories. Yep. And, oh, she's got my water.
I have my water.
I love it. I love it so much. Please, if you have a friend who is tuning in today, please invite them, because this has been so impactful for me, for my friends. And I want to say thank you for all the feedback we are getting. For people who are commenting, oh my goodness, that story. Shannon, I like to tell our guests that when we talk about loss, we're just not talking about death of a loved one. We're talking about other losses. We'll all experience more than 40 losses in our lives. And through this theme of sharing stories, I tell you, Shannon, I think we're almost at 35, right? Like losses that we don't even think of, like loss of health, loss of a pet, oh my goodness. Anyway, so I just want to introduce our guest today, because if I start telling stories, I'll never be quiet, because I enjoy this so much. So I want to introduce Shannon, and I'm going to show you, like, I met Shannon. We are in a group together where we're being coached by Brandon Burchard, which, what a connection. Like this coach, like Brandon has brought people, amazing people together. We feel like family, so given, we are sharing, we are connecting. And that's why actually Stronger Life Connections is all about connection. And I am so happy that we connected, Shannon, and we had a open heart, like I call it open conversation from the heart. And you shared with me about your book, Triumph Over Darkness, My Journey. Mm-hmm. And I say to Shannon, I want a copy of your book. And now today we are here. Thank you, Shannon, for joining us. Please, Shannon, I'm going to be quiet. And please share with us what inspired you to write this book. Where you are at, please tell us your story. We want to know you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the introduction. Mm-hmm. That story, the Triumph Over Darkness, has a story within a story. Isn't that the way a lot of these things go? Story within a story within a story. My life before this loss, I'd actually been in my job for 29 days, and I found I was in this situation of domestic violence, and I was navigating through that storm, and it was confusing, and I didn't even realize where I was. And I'd started my job and had shared what had happened, and my boss sent me to an employee assistance program. And that's where I met my counselor. And the first time that I walked into Pete's office, and I hope that I can get through today with, it's been a long time since I've talked about him, so I'm hoping that I can get through without the tears, but this is a safe space. Yes. And so if they come, I will let them come. Yes. So the very first time that I walked into his office, I was really struck by the fact that his certificates were leaned against the wall. They weren't hanging on the wall. Mm-hmm. And it was, He was such a modest man. And so it was kind of a hint to the type of person that he was and the how humble he was. And it was with this demeanor and his safety that that space with him actually became a sanctuary to me. And it helped me to find that clarity and the strength that I didn't know even that I possessed. And so it was getting to know him and learning about how domestic violence is strategic. Mm-hmm. And he helped me to identify these pieces to help me move forward. Our journey, our counseling journey together was about 2 years. And during that time, I eventually was able to move on and found myself in a new relationship. And it was the week before my wedding. It was a time that, you know, it should have been happy and filled with just that unbelievable joy. And I was coming home from work this one day, and I was crossing over I-5 in Seattle, just south of Seattle, when I ended up experiencing this profound sensation. It was like a pull that left me like breathless. Mm-hmm. And along with that, there were thoughts of him, of Pete, my counselor, in an overwhelmingly flooding my whole entire body. And I was like, well, that's kind of interesting. And it left me with a little bit of a feeling of confusion but also this deep, deep connection. And so a few days later, after I was married and returned to work, I was brought back to that moment, and I received a phone call from his office that he had died, that he had actually taken his life. And so he had been invited to my wedding, and of course he wasn't there, and he had actually shared with me that he was looking forward to it, but this now ended up having this weight that of grief and unanswered questions that were going on. And this ended up being, you know, that unexpected sudden passing of his ended up being both, there were tangible as well as intangible losses. Beyond, he was a counselor and a mentor, but there was that unique connection with him that had become that beacon of hope in my life. And he had been my North Star and had guided me through all of this chaos of the domestic violence. And he had been so supportive, and it was unwavering. And so those intangible losses were almost too much for me to bear at that time. Those future conversations that I knew that we wouldn't have, and the insights that we wouldn't share, those milestones that he had envisioned for me, that he was like, you're going to be this person that he wouldn't be able to see. And each one of them ended up compounding to give like a disconnection from that influence. It's like knowing that I wasn't going to have that anymore was really, really difficult. And it had been such a piece to my personal and my emotional growth that it was really, really a challenge at that time. But two of the things that ended up helping me was I journaled. And I also have used music. The time with our sessions, I journaled about his wisdom because I wanted every single little precious insight that that man was giving me.
Yes.
And they became invaluable to me later, so that when I was going through difficult times through these years, I've often like gone back to that journal, and it gave me the opportunity to hear his voice during difficult moments of my despair, or my doubt. And like I mentioned, I also used music as a part for my journey. So there were certain songs that I would use that would be cathartic and would encourage me to cry and to mourn, and to also be able to feel that loss as well as the gratitude that I had for this man. It made such an impact on my life, and his influence proved to be monumental, and he didn't change my life. He saved it. And one of the things I talk about this in the book too, one of the most defining moments that I had with him, I had considered returning to my abusive partner, and that could have led me down a perilous path. And so I walked into Pete's office. I'm all excited because, you know, it's like, hey, we've come to this conclusion. We're going to get back together. It's all going to be, you know, roses and all this stuff. And it was definitely a placed sense of hope. He was definitely clear, and he was definitely stark. And it was basically a choice between returning to that cycle of abuse or breaking free. And so he made this statement to me that like shocked me and pulled me back in. And was like, you go ahead. You go right back to him. But I guarantee you that in a year, you're going to be exactly where you are right now, except he will get the kids because he will have learned the system, or you will be dead because he will follow through on his promise. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, it was like a strong reality check.
Yeah.
And from that moment on, I never looked back. I never looked back. I went, it was that turning point for me and put me towards a path of self-preservation as well as personal healing. Mm-hmm. It ended up being such a beacon for me to move forward that I never looked back, like I said. Mm-hmm. And so it was the things that he gave me have come down the line all through. It's been woven through my life, his lessons. Yeah. And it's been beyond, you know, those shadows of abuse. I had hope and resilience, and it taught me lessons as I went on to experience things like my husband's addiction, our cancer, the cancer journey.
Yeah.
It's been almost 24 years. Wow. Since I lost Pete, and that impact definitely remains profound. Yeah. He wasn't just that counselor during that period of time.
Yeah.
He transformed me and taught me some invaluable lessons about courage and about self-advocacy and going through the darkness with a wisdom that has gone way beyond all of these years. And they not only helped me escape that domestic violence situation, but like I said, the helping with my own healing, my own healing and growth, and also setting that foundation so that I could be the coach that I am today. It's definitely been an emotional roller coaster, you know, going through this.
Yeah.
But one of the emotions that has not been there is anger. I have never been angry about his choice. Mm-hmm. I understood the depths of despair that can lead to suicide. Mm-hmm. And I recognized that his decision wasn't a desire to leave this world, but it was that moment of unbearable pain where he just didn't know how to get through the next moment and didn't know how to survive. And so this, having that realization really helped my approach to personal challenges, the way that I support my clients and with my coaching. Mm-hmm. And it also is that important reminder of having compassion, not just for others, but also ourselves. And recognizing that sometimes the greatest struggle isn't, it's just not knowing what to do with that pain.
Mm-hmm.
And losing him has never, you know, it's like it touches my heart. But it has also interwoven that gratitude for the wisdom that he gave me. It's like, that's like the one of the biggest things is having that gratitude for him. He believed in that transformative power of human connections, and it shaped my it helped shape my approach to coaching. And I hopefully want to pass on those lessons of strength and compassion to others. It was just one of those things that recognizing that it was a testament to his influence and the lasting impact that one person can have on another person's, now I'm getting emotional, on another person's life, because I would not be here today. I wouldn't be here without him. And it's been an integral part to my healing process as well as my professional journey. And opening, having the offering of a space for openness and being vulnerable. And that's one of the things that I absolutely love about what you're doing here and this these messages and stuff. Having that, I want to be able to continue on with my work. And I understand that Pete's choice has fostered that deeper empathy for those who are grappling with darkness. And that's one of the things, you know, with John and I together, with the things that we have seen and faced over the years, that hopefully we're able to kind of provide a salve in a way to to others that have gone through such difficult times. And like I said, it's been over 25 years or 24 years. It'll be 24 years this fall, this September, that he's been gone. And it was a life of honor, and the wisdom that that man shared. He kind of looked like Scott Hamilton, and he had the most crystal blue eyes that you could ever imagine, and a great sense of humor. And he definitely inspired me and helped me see who I am, and helped me see, take the steps that I could to become a stronger and better person. Eventually I was able to go and I got my bachelor's degree as well as my master's degree. It's taken me a little ways to get to the coaching, but I know that the foundation that he provided me has helped me get to where I am today.
I'm just hugging you, like giving you a big bachelor hug. Seriously, Shannon, thank you for sharing that. And thank you for sharing Pete's story.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting that we just don't know who could impact our lives, right? I'm a big advocate for counselors, therapy, all the things. And I love what you said. He saved your life.
He did.
Right? He saved your life. And I also love what you mentioned about how you dealt with what you were going through by journaling. Like, we talk about journaling all the time, and powerful story and music. Oh my goodness. And then through that tragedy of losing Pete, it has given you this beautiful calling.
It has.
You know, I love that so much. You know how they say our tests will be our testimony? And that's what, sometimes when we're in that dark place, or when it's hard, I've learned through my life and hearing stories like your story, is that we find that something good is gonna come out of this mess. And look at what came about. I mean, a book, meeting Pete, and now coaching. Please tell us more about your coaching.
So
what kind of coaching do you do, Coach Shannon?
We do one-on-one coaching. And we do one-on-one coaching. We have a group coaching. I'm starting to put together that plan for Value to Resilience, and even the chapter 2, which is SOAR, and where it takes people kind of through through a framework that helped me get through a cancer journey, as well as through the domestic violence. And all of our, like, even our business, so our business name is Luminous Connections. And what that represents is kintsugi. Do you know what kintsugi is?
No, please tell me, Shannon.
So kintsugi, Kintsugi is the Japanese art form of taking broken pottery and gluing it back together with gold.
Ooh.
And so that's what I like to be able to help people to get to is so one little story with when I was going through the cancer journey, I went to this cancer retreat with these other women that were going through breast cancer or had gone through breast cancer. And some had shared that they couldn't even get dressed in the light because they saw the scars on their bodies. And it was so painful, emotionally painful for them. Mm-hmm. And the journey had been so difficult. And some of these scars were so, they were so held back by them that they wouldn't even get dressed in the light. Mm. They would get dressed in the dark. If they had partners, some of them wouldn't ever let their partners see them. Mm-hmm. And with me, because of the journey that I had gone through and the mentor and the doctor that I had, I actually saw my scars with gold. Because it was, So when I was I looked at that as like the lessons that I had learned through this journey that ended up being that gold that helped me to have such a beautiful life that I never would have had without those breaks. And so the process that, one of the things that we use too is, the high performance framework that Brendan teaches. So we incorporate that as well as we want to meet the client where they're at. Right. And so I'm also certified in heart math. So whether it's CHPC, the CHPC process, whether heart math applies more or whether it ends up being my framework that helps whatever that person needs at that time, we want to be able to meet them to get them to where they need to be and to have a life where they can live and feel it. I went through years of only feeling pain. But I couldn't recognize what the emotion was behind the pain.
Yes.
So it was almost like if you envision like the old telephone people that had the little plugs and stuff.
Yeah.
So no matter what emotion, no matter what I was experiencing, it would only go to the pain. And I didn't know how to recognize what was really going on then. Mm-hmm. And so some of these journeys helped me to be able to break that down so that I could actually recognize it. And when you recognize it, then you can address it and then you can heal it. And so those are some of the things that I've experienced. And so we take it into, like I said, our we do one-on-one coaching. We do the group coaching. We've got a free group, the Inspired by Connection on Facebook. That's what we've got going on right now.
You know, Shannon, I love that. Inspired by Connection. Perfect. Right.
Thank you.
And I think, Shannon, that's why we connected so much, because I feel like we are both all about connection.
Yes.
And your story and losing Pete and your own journey with domestic violence and cancer. Oh my goodness, my dear. When we talk about we'll experience more than 40 losses in our lives, whether it's health, death, like it's life. And now you are you're a coach who is able to work with people who are going through trauma. And I love what you said. If you recognize it, you address it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're still right. Most times we don't even recognize it. And when we get to a space where we can recognize it, then we'll be calling and connecting with Shannon.
Yeah.
Because we can then address it.
Please do.
That is so good. That's so good. So before we wrap up, because I want to respect your time and I know you might be traveling soon to LA. Do you have some last thoughts that people would remember, Shannon? Because this is a beautiful story.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You, one of the most profound things that my doctor slash mentor told me when with the cancer at the very, very beginning, he said, I want you to look at your feet. And he goes, I want you to know that your feet have brought you exactly to where you are standing. And you have to take responsibility for where you are standing.
Shannon, please, you have to repeat that. That is so good. That's like a mic drop. Please say it again. I'm writing it down. I'm going to copy that.
So he told me, he said, I want you to look down at your feet and recognize that your feet have brought you to exactly where you are standing today. And you have to take responsibility for where you are standing.
So good.
It was beautiful.
It's so well said, and I'll forever remember that. And I hope our viewers have gotten that and will all remember where our feet. I would say it exactly how you said it. And I don't want to even dare repeat that, but it's so good. I might have to rewatch this to remember, but so it makes so much sense. Thank you so much. So Shannon, finally, where can we order your book? Because this is, I read this book. It's a beautiful book.
Oh, thank you.
I'm like, I want to share it with my friends and family or people who are watching. Where could they grab your book, Shannon?
It's available on Amazon. Amazon.com and Triumph Over Darkness and My Journey.
Perfect. Thank you, Shannon. And thank you for your time. I'm so blessed you showed up here. Thank you for sharing your story. And we all love this space because this is where we listen with a heart of ears. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, Shannon.